Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are having a good day. It's been a pretty nice weekend. Pretty busy weekend, but a pretty nice weekend. It's been awesome. Mondays are typical Mondays, so hope you guys are getting your week off to a good start for what good that it can be. I mean, obviously, there are good things about Mondays. We just have to find them. Anyway, so I read this article and I'm like totally upset about it, okay? First of all, it's kind of, it's kind of a good thing, and but the main point of this article that I don't like is the fact that it is encouraging the public to go along with this quote-unquote trick. I'm not going to read the article in its entirety for you. I'm going to let you guys look it up. But for most of you, you know that Windows 10 is now considered a paid upgrade unless you use assistive technology and you're using Windows 7 or 8.1. Now, first of all, thank you, Microsoft, for allowing those who have legitimate disabilities to use, still have the opportunity to get Windows 10 for free. I know you, like Windows 10 enthusiasts, are probably going to criticize me and say, why didn't you jump on the Windows 10 bandwagon sooner? Well, I've got a laptop that's almost 4 years old. I don't know if it can handle Windows 10. I don't know anything about Windows 10 that could give me... all I know is that Windows 10 is full of bloatware. And I don't appreciate that. I really don't. And also, personally, I mean, I've got JAWS 14. Everybody says, well, screw JAWS and go to NVDA. I'm sorry. I can't use NVDA full time. There are some college stuff, like especially my math lab, things like that, that I could use way better with JAWS. I tried it with NVDA, guys, and it didn't work. So there are still some like really important things for school that I need JAWS for. So, you know, I could probably use NVDA maybe 60-70% of the time, but I can't switch to it full time. So, yeah. So I didn't know that, you know. I wasn't sure that, you know, I thought Windows 10 was now considered paid, but that is good to know that, at least until they decide to change, that we can still get Windows 10 for free. I'm totally blind, I use assistive technology, and I have a legitimate disability. So it's not anything illegal or wrong that I would be doing. Now, I would only do it on on a few conditions. First of all, I'd want someone to go over my computer specs with me, I guess, and see if it's really good. I mean, my laptop's already heating up. You know, just normal use, I could put my hand on the left side of my laptop where my fan is, and my fan will be going, and my laptop will be hot. So I'm just kind of not... You know, plus I've got JAWS 14. I don't have 17 is what they're at now. I have JAWS 14. And, you know, just not sure that I'm ready to do Windows 10. I'm not looking forward to all the bloatware and junk that's in it. And to be honest, I really go with the philosophy that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think it's kind of stupid to upgrade to Windows 10, get everything all set up, sign into your Microsoft account, then downgrade to Windows 7. Honestly, if I'm going to upgrade, I'm going to upgrade for good. So I want to make sure before I make that leap of faith, and it really would be a leap of faith, that I'm going to actually do something that's going to benefit me. Right now, I don't see it benefiting me. I love Windows 7. I love the wonderful features that Windows 7 has to offer. You know, like, Windows 7 was easier for me to jump on the bandwagon than XP. I just don't care for Windows 7. 8.1, you know, I would do that, but not Windows 10. I just, I don't see myself wanting to upgrade anytime soon. But thankfully, Microsoft is allowing us an extension, an opportunity to still get the free update. But here's my main point.
5 minutes and 11 seconds. Pause recording.
There is this article, it's called "You Can Still Get Windows 10 for Free with This Trick." Oh my goodness. Trick? What is this? And the article blatantly explains that Microsoft is extending its free upgrade for those who use assistive technology. It clearly states in the article that this is a loophole because Microsoft doesn't check who's running assistive technology. What this means is anybody in the public can and probably will take advantage of the fact that they don't use assistive technology, but they're getting a free upgrade because they're lying about their use of assistive technology. What's going to happen probably is Microsoft is probably going to have to start cracking down and making it harder for those who legitimately use assistive technology. I do not know why this author would be, I don't know what he's thinking. He's encouraging the public to take advantage of a loophole in the system. That's the problem I have with this article. You have no right to do that. Because what you're doing is you're giving everybody basically, it's okay. You're convincing them that there's nothing wrong about it when it is wrong. It's completely illegal. But guess what? People are going to do what they're going to do. Pirating happens. It's no secret. Pirating websites are around the world, everywhere. You know, so that's just how it is. People are all going to always find loopholes. But what I don't like, I mean, I knew when people said, oh, Windows 10 is going to be paid upgrade now. I was like, well, you know, people jailbreak their iPhones. They come up with cracks to software. Somebody is going to find a hack into getting Windows 10 for free, which is really, you know, dumb. I'd be like mad at the person that wanted to do something like that, because Microsoft did offer it as a free upgrade for those who had the technology, the equipment to do that. I feel my equipment is not ready for Windows 10. But the point is I do not like this article that is clearly encouraging people to take advantage of this loophole. This is absolutely absurd. And personally, I really am thinking very long and hard before I do this, but I want to contact the author of this article. And I want to say, you know what? Because of you, and obviously because of countless other people who probably have discovered this loophole without this article and are being stupid and doing it anyway, you know, getting a free Windows 10, lying about their use of assistive technology. But because of his article, he is adding encouragement for people. And he's allowing, you know, he's okaying that. And because of this article, now people are going to take advantage of the loophole. Microsoft is eventually going to find out. They're not stupid. They install bloatware on your computer just to drive you insane. That's how they make their money. They're not stupid. They're going to eventually find out that people are taking advantage of this loophole. And if they haven't seen his article, I'm sure it's a matter of time before a representative or somebody working with Microsoft finds that. And then they're going to put all this red tape in place. And then we have to do as we've always done for years, have to prove our disability. That's what I think is wrong. Stop taking advantage of the system, especially for those who have legitimate disabilities. You make it harder on us. Knock it off. And to those who think they can encourage it, you have a seat in hell, a front seat in hell. Horrid, absolutely unexcusable. Stop it.
98% adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. 9 minutes and 49 seconds to 10 minutes.
Sorry, it's the truth. Thanks for listening. don't do anything illegal.